Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, what is up? Well, let me tell you what's up. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, as well as a vehicle to drive your goals, as Kaylin says, like a Mack truck through ice cream, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. Welcome to Real Talk. I'm Desiree Fletcher, and he is Kaylin Patterson. Kaylin, say hello to our friends.
Hey, and good afternoon and good evening.
I think it's good evening. Well, I guess it depends on the part of the country they're in.
Exactly.
All right, Kaylin. So I know we've got a lot of great stuff for tonight lined up, but why don't you get us started? Who do we have on the show?
Okay. I'm really proud to have this guy on. He's the guy that basically cemented my love for natural bodybuilding, and I know he didn't know that the first time I ever told him is right now. And he just did something that kind of blew me away, because I had been to a couple of shows and I had seen just the horrors of bodybuilding, you know, basically the disrespect, the anger, the frustration, the yelling. And, you know, this is not something that I really thought was very sporting or very eventful, especially as what would be considered a competitor. And then I was blessed to go to his show, and everything was different because I got to go backstage. I got to see him when the lights weren't on. He was still being the person he was in front of the lighting. And he was just so nice with how everything went down. And he actually did a seminar the night before to actually help with any questions before the show even started the next day. And he had this, like, smorgasbord of food for the competitors, you know, so people didn't have to flatten out before the night show. And it was just so many things that he was doing that really just said, you know, you guys matter. And I was just blown away because, you know, like I said, there's people that see a good show and they think, well, every show's like this. And then there's people that have been at three or four bad shows and wonder, you know, is this something we really want to do? You know, even though it might be about health and fitness, that kind of takes the wind out of the sails when you get all that hard work and then it's all thrown away because somebody says, hey, you know, you're just basically a registration payment. And then get the heck out of the show when it's done. And he engaged with the families. He engaged with everybody. You know, everybody mattered. And that, to me, was the seal on the deal because I said, if there's people like this, then, hey, let's get them out there and support them. And I'm talking about Mr. John Abraham. So, John, please introduce yourself.
Hi, Kaylin. Great to be on the show. I appreciate the opportunity. And, gosh, thanks for the kind words. I really, really appreciate it. I've been promoting the Heart of America Natural Classic. This will be my 11th year. The show's actually been in existence. This is like our 21st year. I was a judge and the head judge for the show prior to taking over as a promoter. The previous promoter had passed away actually the day of the show while the prejudging was going on in 2004. Yeah. And so it gave me a chance then to use the experience that I had as a competitor and also as a judge to kind of begin to twist the show a little bit towards my personality and my passion. And I really wanted to see it grow. I felt like I knew what athletes wanted and expected just from the so many disappointing shows that I had done as a competitor. And I knew that there was a different way to do it. And the show has just really grown. I like to think it's one of the premier drug-free shows in the Midwest. We're not the biggest. We tend to be about a medium-sized show, you know, somewhere between 70 and 100 competitors. But we sure try to be one of the best from the way that we treat the athletes to a show that runs on time to being organized and a friendly staff to help and a nice after party for the competitors with free food and a DJ. And we really just try to do it upright. But I pour my heart and soul into to making it a great experience for the athletes.
And I know you just said that, you know, you're not the biggest, but I would have to say that, from my understanding, you are probably one of the most consistent as far as the number of athletes that you draw for a natural show, you know, in Illinois and maybe even the Midwest. And I may be speaking out of turn there, but I think that goes to speak to the type of show that you put on. When is the Heartland of America coming up this year?
May 14th this year, and actually in Washington, Illinois, which is, I live in Peoria, and Washington's kind of almost like a suburb of Peoria. It's about 15 mm-hmm. minutes away. But they had a really nice facility, a new auditorium that opened up about 7 or 8 years ago. So, and the show had grown enough that we decided to move it there. But yeah, Saturday, May 14th of 2016. So about 8 weeks, Saturday.
Just around the corner.
Yes.
Yeah, and John, this is there's some things that I'd like to talk about. You know, like it's like I said, you know, you stepped in. And, you know, my goodness, the fact that someone had passed away is shocking. But on the day of the show, it's even more shocking. So basically, you had to get money real quick and find out just how much you loved natural bodybuilding. And actually, the passion that you really did have, I'm sure, probably pushed you through it.
Yeah, it definitely did. I mean, I knew that day I was really close with the promoter, and I knew that if, first of all, he wanted the show to go on, and the athletes had come from, of course, all over the country, and there was no way we could stop the show, although we wanted to. We were like, Jesus, it was so devastating, and so many of us mm-hmm. that were judging and working knew Jerry. But we also knew that Jerry would want the show to go on for the good of the athletes, and I pretty much knew that I was his right-hand person, and I knew what he wanted and expected, so I just kind of decided it was, you know, I would pick up the slack and take over not only that day and get through that day, but then to move the show forward.
And so I would have to imagine that was probably a pretty, I don't know, I guess baptism by fire process for you, because not only do you have an amateur show, but you also have a pro show. So attached to your amateur show, so you're juggling two different levels of athletes here at the same time, trying to, you know, keep a legacy going, but also to help it grow. What were some of the lessons that you learned during that whole process that I guess have contributed to the level that the show is performing at today?
You know, I knew it really had to be all about the athletes. You know, you have to provide a good environment for them to have a good weekend and a great competition. And so, like any kind of business, you know, if you do something good, people are going to tell other people about it. And I always tell the athletes, you know, the biggest compliment you can pay me about my show is to go tell the other people at your gym and that you know that they should be doing the Heart of America. And it really just, I think it just boils down to the way you treat the athletes and with respect that they deserve, and making sure that they have a show that is organized and that runs on time, and that it's fun for them. So I just try to take my passion for the sport and really my passion about everything I do in life and then incorporate it into the show. And it just kind of show, you know, your personality, it comes through that you care and that you like these people and you want them to have a good experience no matter where they place. And then it's just really a matter of making sure that people continue to tell other people about the experience that they had so that we can continue to grow.
I love that thinking. But the other thing that Tez talked about is that you have a pro show, because I think that's one of the biggest things that everybody asks. You know, everyone's so driven to get that pro card, but then you ask the what's next, and, you know, you have the answer with the pro show, and that's well done, and I know that there's a lot of top competition at that level, too.
Yeah, you know, I needed in the Midwest to have a venue for the people who earned their pro card to be able to come back and compete as a pro, have an opportunity to earn some money, not to have to travel too far if they didn't want to. And so it just made sense to have pro divisions at our show. And that's, you know, that's more costly because there's prize money that you have to give out to the pros. You don't want them to travel and train and get a hotel and come to the expense and then walk away with a very small amount of money. So it has to be a fairly decent cash purse. But at the same time, balance that to make sure that, you know, that it makes sense from a financial standpoint, that you can pay the athletes and still, you know, run a profitable show where you don't lose a ton of money. And so I'm not in it to make money. I was never in it to make money. I don't make any money on the show. What little that I do make, I give to all the people who help me that weekend.
I'm a witness to that.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's kind of a fine balance just to make sure that, that everybody's taken care of. But in the, at the bottom, at the end of the day, that the pros feel like it's worth their while to come compete. And so far, it's, I think it's worked out pretty well. We've had lots of good pros step on stage.
Oh, yes.
And that's a, sorry about that, a little frog in the throat, but that's a pretty good point that you do bring up, because in a lot of the promoters that we talk to, I mean, that's a pretty common theme, that they're in it for the love of the sport, they're in it for the passion of the sport, they're in it for the athletes, and they're not in it to make money. And I know not everyone's like that, but it's always good to hear that that is still at the heart of, you know, putting on a good show for promoters that are out there. And we talk
that's
a lot
why
about
I say Heart of America.
Yeah, Heart of America. That's exactly what it is. And we talk a lot about what we expect from promoters. But, you know, one question we've never really asked is, you know, what is it that promoters are hoping they're going to get from the athletes? What kind of athletes, what are they looking for in athletes that they want to compete at their shows?
I think it's really about, of course, you want people who are competitive and who are going to come represent your show well, and certainly that are going to come in good shape, because that just puts a message out to the audience that it's a high caliber show. And so the pros, you know, kind of get to that point. I think they all learn too, that they're at a new level once they get their pro card. And there's many people who get a pro card in, at a small show and then step on stage with the pros that are very seasoned, and they can be overwhelmed. And so, but they also have to start somewhere, just as they did as an amateur. But I think that the pros come in and are well respected, that they, you know, that they're appreciative, you know, to the audience. They, you know, that they do their best to come in shape, because it's, you know, people don't want to come and expect to see pros come out on stage who are not much better than an amateur, and that, that aren't in shape. And then the pros do a little bit more entertaining. You know, we allow them to have a little bit more freedom with props during their posing routines, and a little bit longer posing routines. And just the whole quality of the body, the physique that they bring to the stage is that hopefully that it's at that next level.
Well, you've done a great job of that, and they do step on looking amazing. But there's something else that I, you know, I've done the research, and I was like, hey, wait a minute. This guy's got the only pro show in Illinois. Did you even know you were doing that when it set out? And, I mean, how does that feel that, you know, it had to be a, it's just not increased more? Because I'm really surprised, because your show, like you said, it brings the people, there's pros that actually want to compete. And this region has very good competitive pros.
You know, now that you bring it up, I probably didn't realize that. I mean, because there are a lot of other organizations besides the NGA, but I do think you're right. I am not aware of any other pro shows in Illinois, and we'll honor pro cards from any other accredited natural organization. So we don't limit our athletes to only compete in the NGA, and we welcome athletes from any other organization as long as it's an accredited, natural, true drug-tested show. So we allow those competitors to cross over and compete as a pro in our show.
And I think, and I like that, because I know that's also something that's a value to a lot of competitors out there, that, you know, they feel like they're getting more bang for their buck, or they have more opportunities open to them when there are shows that allow them, you know, if they're coming from one organization to another, still allowing them to compete. So it's good to have that out there. So I'm going to assume that registration is already open for the HOA. When are the deadlines, and where can people go to find out more information about your show and how to get registered?
Yeah, the website for this show is www.hoa, stands for Heart of America, naturalclassic.com. So www.hoanaturalclassic.com. The deadline is typically about a week before the event. So if the show is May 14th, I think I set the deadline at May 7th, although there are once in a while we'll still accept an athlete who maybe just competed a week or two before and got their pro card and want to jump in my show, or they decided at the very last minute that they were ready to compete. And so it's not a drop dead lock date of a week before, but it certainly makes it a lot easier on the promoter when you're trying to plan awards and do the program and trophies to know at least a week before the event. But yeah, registration's going on now. We have a good website. There's information about hotels, spray tanning, hair, makeup, the drug testing, ticket information is all on the site.
All right, awesome. And then one quick thing, too, because I know we're running short on time tonight as far as our time with you. But so we referenced your, you know, bodybuilding career, but we didn't really talk about what that encompassed. Can you share a little bit about how you jumped into the sport and, you know, just some of your accomplishments along the way?
Sure. Gosh, I started competing in actually the early 1990s. Didn't realize at the time that so many of the shows were not drug tested, and would get, you know, go to these shows and be backstage, and everybody then takes their sweats off and realize that some of these guys look quite a bit different than I did, as good as I thought that I had looked. And it made it a little bit different. You know, it's a different body, a natural body, compared to somebody
yes.
who's been using. And so I learned fairly quickly that the best avenue for me was going to be to go the natural route. It was hard, though, to find really good drug-tested shows. You know, back then there were shows who just randomly drug-tested, which some of the organizations still do. They would line people up and just pick out certain people that needed to take a urine test. And even that seemed a little bit unfair, because I think sometimes they picked people that they wanted to, you know, not be tested, would just somehow be able to skate through. But searching, you know, and looking for good drug-free shows is ultimately was my goal. And I had some success, mostly I think maybe only won one overall championship. That back then there weren't so many pro qualifiers. Competed as a lightweight, tended to be where I did my best at, sometimes middleweight. Typically won my class in the lightweight division quite a few times, but wouldn't ultimately get beat out by the heavyweight or the super heavyweight, because just the bigger guy. But I think I competed up until about 2004, 2005, and then just the rigors of my normal job and raising my kids got in the way a little bit. But it's I get the bug once in a while. I don't think I'll probably go back and compete, so I live vicariously through my athletes on stage. Try to still work out and stay in good shape, but a little bit not quite to the level of being competition ready.
Well, you do that. And talking about success and also talking about family, I know you're pretty proud about what your daughter's been doing.
Yeah, I have. I'm a single dad, divorced. One of my kids is an actress in L.A. She's only 22, but has had
awesome.
Some pretty good success. She was a small part on the TV show Glee. She's done a made-for-TV movie that's hopefully going to get picked up by one of the networks, and a few commercials, but yeah, she's kind of paving her own way out in Hollywood. And so that's been pretty neat to watch. And my girls, all my daughters are workout girls. They eat clean, they work out. From the time they were in their diapers, they would sit and pose with me when I would be getting ready for a competition, and they would come in the room and go through all the mandatory poses. I have pictures of them in their diapers and going through the poses. So it's kind of neat to raise kids that were exposed to it at a young age that now live the healthy lifestyle. They don't compete, but they sure take good care of themselves and eat clean, and it's kind of neat to watch that.
And
you know, that's
about
a reward in and of itself. Yep, it's a reward in and of itself. I mean, that's better than any trophy they could have taken home on stage. So
absolutely.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, to swap. Oh my gosh, I need a nap to wrap things up tonight. We always like to give our guests, when we can, an opportunity to give a shout out to anyone and everyone that they want to give props to, that have, you know, either helped them or have been inspiring to them. So we're going to turn over the stage to you, John, to go ahead and do that before we say goodnight.
Okay, I would definitely be remiss if I don't give a shout out to the president of the National Gym Association. His name is Andy Bastinto. He is actually down in Coconut Creek, Florida, transplant from New York. Back in the day, Andy trained Lou Ferrigno. I believe he trained with Arnold. He has really been instrumental in growing the NGA. He would be not very happy if I told you that I believe he turns 90 years old this year. And
oh, my goodness.
Him, incredible shape, still goes to the gym. Has never taken medicine.
Never would have guessed that.
And that would probably be who I would have to give the big shout out to, because he's been my biggest cheerleader. Typically, I'll fly him into Peoria to come attend the show. Stories to tell. He trained a lot of the Hollywood actors back in the 50s and 60s. I think he talks about, you know, some of the legends that he trained in New York City. And he's really the godfather of bodybuilding in the NGA, and he would definitely be who I'd like to give a shout out to.
Well, you just did it. And so thank you. You just did it. So thank you for being on our show tonight. I know you are playing the host with the most, and so we're going to turn you free. But again, just we loved having you, and so happy to get your perspective, and we're all looking forward to the HOA in May.
Excellent. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's really appreciated.
Love you, brother.
Hey, you too. Thanks, guys.
Have a great night. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. So that's another great one for our listeners to be tracking in to check out. So we are going to post the link.
Hold on. Because, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't say something about John. Because there's a lot of things that he does that's so behind the scenes that people don't know. And one of the things he's done many times is go to the different shows that aren't natural and talk to the athletes that are and give them that option of competing as natural athletes. Like he said, there were certain times when he competed when he realized, all right, you know, the deck's stacked and I'm on the bad side of it. So he wanted a level playing field. So basically he does his own legwork. He's not sending people out with flyers. You know, he's not doing all the things that he felt somebody else could help him with. He does it on his own. I mean, granted, he has people that helped him with it. But don't be shocked to see him at other events or venues in Illinois or the close states. And this man has a full-time job that goes over hours. Yeah, these are things that he does simply to promote the show and to promote natural health and fitness.
And again, that speaks to the caliber of the show. So, and we will be posting the link for his show on Midwest Muscle so everyone can check it out and get more details. And hopefully if you're in the area, you'll be there. Be there and be ready to compete.
There you go.
Oh my gosh! And I need a nap and water. I need a nap and water tonight. I'm a little bit of a hot mess, but that's most days.
Well, it's better than being a little bit of country and a little bit of rock and roll.
A little bit of all of the above. Oh my goodness!
There you go.
So, what do we have? What do we have going on for our supplement spotlight tonight, Galen?
I'll let you say the name. But it's the new one coming off. I'd love to talk about the fruit punch, the alter ego fruit punch, because that was something that we didn't expect to sell like it did, because it was basically being rolled out at the Arnold, and it sold out at the Arnold. We thought we had 3 days worth of pre-workout to sell, but the people loved it so much, it sold out a day and a half in.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a lot of the things that we sold out of at the booth, because, you know, we went with a high demand. It's like because we were a natural organization, I guess we figured we'd be pigeonholed and no one would get a chance to get around to us. But it actually went just the opposite. And like I said, I can back it up with a video where you can watch, and there's people just lined up waiting to play the games or waiting to get to the supplements and get the taste testing, because we've all been through the game. We've all run the gambit of having that person that says, oh, this tastes great. Oh, you're going to love it. And you get the smirk on your face and said, prove it. You know, because I ain't believing it. And you'll be nice and you'll be cordial. You'll taste the dirt and you'll taste the chalk. And then you walk away and say, you know, I knew I was right. You know, I knew I was right. Well, at this one, I would tell them, and they'd look at me like, yeah, you're a poor salesman because you could have went low and actually impressed me. But we had people that were there all 3 days stopping by the booth. And then finally, when they realized I'm going to miss this sale or deal, they actually, you know, threw down and got the supplements. And some of them were really sad because they couldn't get the pre-workout and they couldn't get the branched chain amino acids that they wanted because they'd already sold out the day before.
I mean, and the product speaks for itself. So Kaylin was talking about the Fruit Punch Alter Ego, and then the product that's getting ready to roll out, we'll call it the Oh Shucks.
Roll out, there you go.
We're a Christian show, darn it. We'll call it the Oh Shucks. You can infer the name. You'll get it from there. But this is Alter Ego 2.0, the big brother of Alter Ego Fruit Punch. So the big brother is coming out in black raspberry. I'm excited to try this. And it's got a lot of great attributes, just like all of the P4P products do. So be sure to check out P4PMuscle.com, and you can get the deets on the products and how to order them. And, you know, always try it for yourself. Don't trust us. Trust our hustle. But the products speak
right
for themselves, so I'm pretty sure that you're gonna be pleasantly surprised at how they perform for you.
That's the sexiest way I've ever heard that statement. Well done.
Well, there you go. So, with that being said, we've got a lot of great shows. I'm skating right past that. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up for you. So if you haven't followed P4P Real Talk, you're going to want to do that. You know why? Because then you will get email updates as to the speakers that we're having coming up, what we're going to be talking about, when we're going to be talking about it. Because a lot of stuff, times, you know, we post on Facebook all the time, but sometimes it gets lost in translation or in your feed. So if you want to be up to date and make sure that you don't miss something that you are really interested in, do follow us. You can follow us at blogtalkradio.com, look up P4P Real Talk, click the follow button, and we're going to be right
in your
email.
We do have an app,
which you can download from the iStore.
You better.
So we're easy to find. Yeah, you better. And listen to the whole show, because you never know when Carolyn and I are going to cut up. So that's the best. It was sometimes the best part. So you're going to want to stick with us to the end. Plus, we always have lots of great announcements before and after. And our guests really are quality. I have to say that they are. They're making great strides. They're some of the biggest names in natural bodybuilding. And they're all right here. So be sure to check us out and listen through.
Dang right. Oh, shucks.
In black raspberry. Yes, I think Kayla needs a nap too.
Wow.
So with that being said, Kayla, do you have any last minute thoughts for our listeners tonight?
Yes, I do. Please know that we're going to have Dr. Corey on a regular basis. I know a lot of people like to ask questions and then they don't want to, like, ask right at the time. So we're going to have her on a regular basis. Dez is doing an awesome job, and I'm really proud of her because she basically keeps me my butt in line. and I can say that. And it's just a lot of good things happening with T4P, so please stay tuned, because it seems like every month we're coming up with some new idea or some new thing. And, you know, a natural supplement company with natural athletes, Anthony Arnold. Come on, if that doesn't tell you we're willing to push the limits, I don't know what to tell you.
You know, and as always, we are open to suggest, please, if there's a topic you want to hear more about, if there's an expert that you want to hear from, we want to go find them. We want to talk about it. So let us know, because we will find them, and we are. So, but we don't know what's in your head, so you have to let us know. So be sure you do that. You can message us directly on Facebook, or go to the Midwest Muscle page, or go to the P4P Entertainment Facebook page, and we can be found in all of those places. So please, 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 I'm begging, 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 please, let us know what's on your mind.
James Brown.
All right. We're, as you can tell, we're done. We're through. So, on behalf of myself, on behalf of Kaylin, on behalf of P4P Muscle, your body is a temple. Let's build it.